Cruise on the boulevard, wasting mommy's cash, where you're looking for the kicks on Friday night. All that going live is a smoke cut joint. Decide how you're gonna get laid tonight. You're a fucking son of a bitch. You arrogant assholes. Your pants are too tight. You fucking homos. You suck. Mr. Buttfuck, you don't belong here. No way, you fucking gay. I'm not a loser.
101.9 FM, see out here. Descendants there. Jeez, it's almost a shame to play that. We live in a more enlightened time now, I suppose. That was, 1982? I'm Not a Loser was the name of the song, preceded by I'm Not a Punk. Both songs taken from their first full-length release called Milo Goes to College. Welcome to the show. The time is about 10 minutes past the hour of 12 midnight. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance is Mine, right here on 101.9 FM CITR. Delighted to have you along with us here for week number 474 in the history of this program. We've got some great tunes coming up for you tonight. I just finished reading the book American Hardcore, which was the basis for the movie that came out not long ago. Fantastic read. Going to be playing tons of the bands that appeared on the soundtrack and also were mentioned in the book. That's a little later in the show. This first set, though, we've got tunes from the likes of The Dwarves, brand new Turbo Negro, plus The Bar Feeders, Misfits, DOA, Methadones, and a brand new tune from Stabbed in Back. This is the latest punk rock band to come out of the Wyoming area. And we're going to hear a tune called Everything Went Black. This is Stabbed in Back, 101.9 FM CITR.
but in this way only. The crucifixion is now my lovely. Yeah, the level sound of breaking skulls and that limousine that pulls over the heads of all the people that paid off Caesar. They nibble with tails on Tatum. Teach them to worship sin. Warping the mind of a generation. Teach them to worship sin.
1.1% out of CHR Methadone's there, man out of Chicago, Illinois. Their latest one is called This Won't Hurt, and that tune was taken from it. It was called Where Did You Hide the Sun? Apt, I guess. DOA before that, from right here in Vancouver, BC. Fucked Up Ronnie, the name of the song. That was taken from the soundtrack of the motion picture American Hardcore. As mentioned, I just finished the book, and I got a whole set of that stuff coming up. Prior to that, The Misfits, a tune from the Box Set Sessions disc. That was an alternate version of Hate Breeders. Proud of that, the Bar Feeders, band out of Los Angeles, California. Haven't Got It Yet was the name of the song. Scotto El Blotto was the name of the album. Proud of that, Turbo Negro, they're coming here in October, lest we forget. Their latest album is called Retox, and the song was from it. It was called Welcome to the Garbage Dump. Apt again. Proud of that were the Dwarves. That was from the Dwarves, they're young and good-looking. The Crucifixion is Now, and starting of the set were Stabbed in Back, a band which features members of the Lillingtons. They've got a new EP out called A Portrait of Noise, and the song you heard from them was called Everything Went Black. There you have it. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance Is Mine, right here on 101.9 FM CITR. Time is about 27 minutes past the hour, 12 midnight. Thank you very much for tuning us in. As always, a broadcast from high atop the Student Union Building at the University of British Columbia, Vancouver. Welcome back to all the students who are returning here. The campus is alive with people. Our weekly spotlight tonight will be on the local punk rock sensation from the late 70s, early 80s, the Subhumans, although it's kind of a cop-out, and I'll explain more later. A bit of a truncated show tonight, and unfortunately, I'm taking off at 1 o'clock. I'm not feeling well today. I actually missed work today, so sorry about that. In the meantime, this next set, we got tunes from the likes of, as mentioned, I just finished reading the American Hardcore book, so I'm going to be playing tons of the bands who were featured in that book. This next set, we've got tunes from the likes of Negative Approach, Teen Idols, SSD Control, D Cruisin', Really Red, Black Flag, The Freeze, The Faith, Dead Kennedys, The Furies, and Jerry's Kids. First, we're going to start this off with a band from Phoenix, Arizona. They're called Jodie Foster's Army. The tune is taken from their self-titled 1984 release. It's called It's Not Right. This is 101.9 FM CITR.
To my back, trying to attack. I'm abused, wanting to the earth. I'm afraid, say, I never ran away. I am caught when I'm not around. Waiting to my back, trying to attack. I'm abused, wanting to the earth. I'm not a grudge against the things I do. Well, you need still and there's a troll.
There never was a mountain to climb. I can do it.
ended a little abruptly. 101.9 FM CITR, that's our spotlight of bands featured in the American Hardcore book, A Tribal History by Stephen Blush. Very fine book, excellent read. I tore through it in about 3 days. The movie's really good as well. So let's see, who do we hear from in that set? Lastly, that was Jerry's Kids. I can't remember where they're from, somewhere in the Midwest. That was taken from an album called Is This My World? The tune was called Cracks in the Wall. Prior to that, The Furies, from right here in Vancouver, BC. What Do You Want Me to Be was the song from the compilation Last Call. The Furies just played a couple of weeks ago with the Dish Rags. Dead Kennedys before that from the Mutiny on the Bay live recording. Forward to Death was the name of the song you heard. The Faith prior to that from Washington, D.C. That was their split with Void. Came out on the Discord label. In the Black was that song. The Freeze prior to that from Cape Cod, just outside of Boston, Massachusetts. Land of the Lost was the name of the album. Misguided Memories was the song. We also tacked on This Is Boston, Not L.A., a little 20-second song of theirs. Black Flag before that from the first 4 years. I've Had It, the name of the song. I don't know what the name of the single that came out on as was. Part of Really Red. Don't remember where they were from. I think it's somewhere in Texas, somewhere around there. That was taken from the soundtrack of American Hardcore. I Was a Teenage Fuck Up was the song. Also from that soundtrack, D Cruisin' with Think For Me and SSD Control out of Boston with Boiling Point. Teen Idols before that from the Washington, D.C. area featuring Henry Rollins and what's his name? Ian MacKay. Get Up and Go was the song that was taken from the 20 Years of Discord compilation. Negative Approach before that, also from Boston, I think. Friend or Foe was the name of the song that was taken from that soundtrack. Starting out the set were JFA from Phoenix, Arizona, from their self-titled debut release in 1984. Tune you hear there was called It's Not Right. There you go. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance Is Mine right here on 101.9 FM CITR. It's about 10 minutes shy of 1 o'clock in the morning. Thank you very much for staying tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, or shortly thereafter, will be our weekly spotlight, The Cat's Ass. Speaking of punk rock band from right here in Vancouver, BC, called The Subhumans, a band that formed out of the ashes of the Skulls, as did DOA, and formed a lasting rivalry with that band. Unfortunately, the awesome spotlight that I put together for the show is not playable because the Subhumans' greatest hit CD is missing from the archives. Had I but known, I would have brought my own copy, but I am going to be playing their latest release called New Dark Age Parade, basically over and over until the dawn. So, yeah, do stay tuned for that. It's coming in about 15 minutes. We do have one more set of tunes before we get to that, though, including the likes of The Brokedowns, another fine Midwest punk rock band, Choking Victim, Minor Threat, Stiff Little Fingers, Circle Jerks, The Neos, and The Dayglow Abortions. First, though, we're going to start things off with a band from Chicago, Illinois, called Apocalypse Hoboken. They've got a tune called SST Control, but I don't think it has anything to do with the band. Here you go. From Chicago, Apocalypse Hoboken. This is 101.9 FM CITR.
Summer! Sunshine, a summer sunshine. Why take it? You may find my appearance and demeanor foolish, but it is you that plays a fool. For although I am only a student of the victim, I have many, many styles. Try my choking style.
children and just can't win. I've heard that story many times before, and every time I throw it out the door. America, how's your favorite son? Do you care just what he's done?
Do it. This fucking record won't make no money, cause it's so fucking stupid, it's not even funny. Germ attack. Germ attack. Germ attack. We're a bunch of fucking retards on the attack.
All right, 101.9 FM, CITR, that's the Day Glow Abortions there from Victoria, B.C. Fetus of Fetus was the name of the album, and the song you heard there was called Germ Attack. Apparently they're playing a show with the Cobalt before too long with the Gohlers. They just came back from the European tour with that band and the Accused. Man, that'd be a good build to see here. Part of that, also from the Garden City of Victoria, were the Neos. I was taken from an album called Hasiba Gets the Martian Brain Squeeze, and it was a song called Almost Typical Obligatory Anti-Government Song. The Circle Jerks before that with the title track from the Wild in the Streets album. Stiff Little Fingers before that with Wasted Life. We took that from a compilation called Inflammatory Material. Minor Threat before that with the most covered song in the history of all time, I Don't Want to Hear It, which we took from the complete discography. I don't know what it came out on originally. Choking Victim before that from No Gods, No Managers. The tune was called In Hell. Broke Downs before that from New Brains for Everyone. The tune you heard was called We Are Billionaires. And starting with a set from Chicago, Illinois, Apocalypse Hoboken, the tune called SSD Control, that was taken from the album called House of the Rising Son of a Bitch. There you have it. My name is Trevor, and you are listening to Vengeance is Mine, right here on 101.9 FM CITR. It's about 5 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock in the morning. Thank you very much for staying tuned. Time now for our weekly spotlight, The Cat's Ass. This week on a punk rap band from right here in Vancouver, BC, called The Subhumans. They formed in the late 1970s out of the ashes of the Skulls, and formed a rivalry with DOA that basically DOA won. But Subhumans have been around for a long time. They're going to be playing a show later this month, actually, at the Pub 340. I believe it's the 18th of this month. So you can check them out. And they do have a brand new release called The New Dark Age Parade, which came out just last year on the G7 Welcoming Committee label. Unfortunately, as mentioned earlier, their greatest hits, which is called Pissed Off With Good Reason, has been misplaced here at the CITR archives. Had I but known, I would have brought my own copy, but I didn't, so unfortunately we don't have much of old stuff. We've got one song from a compilation called Last Call. Slave to My Dick is the classic song that we're going to hear from them. Then we're going to hear the entire New Dark Age Parade CD. So stay tuned for that. Do hope you enjoyed it. And that's pretty much going to do it for the show. As mentioned, a truncated version tonight. My apologies, my health does not allow. Anywho, thanks so much for tuning us in tonight. And of course, we hope you'll join us next Monday at midnight. And here you go, for the next half hour, 45 minutes, this is The Subhumans. As mentioned, we start things off with the classic tune, Slave to My Dick. This is 101.9 FM CITR.